B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
5 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I am amused at this cheating scandal in baseball because I know that cheating is almost part of the game. And all these whistleblowers are now coming out. A pitcher named Jack McDowell, Black Jack McDowell, right-hand pitcher for the Chicago White Sox back in the day. He just dimed out Tony La Russa.
Didn't he win a Cy Young?
Yeah, he won a Cy Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher. He accused Tony La Russa of having a camera-aided sign-stealing system when he managed the Chicago White Sox. Here's the way it worked. It was a Gatorade sign in center field. And it had a light, and there was a toggle switch in the manager's office, and the camera zoomed in on the catcher's signals. So the pitcher, who was supposed to pitch the next day, sat in the manager's office, looked at the video of the light, and or signaled the toggle switch, signaled the batter with the light in the Gatorade sign.
Get out of here.
You know that's what he says.
Your game. Your game.
See, that's ingenious.
See, this is what.
Any edge you can get, tip my cap.
And I never liked La Russa. And now I see why. I never liked La
Russa. It's a hard game, man. You need every edge you can. Hard game, dude. Can't play it straight.
And you know.
Every now and then you need a steroid in the ass. Every now and then you need a video system.
But think about him. He had every level of cheating. He had that out with the White Sox. He goes to the A's, and those guys are roided to the till. He's got Canseco. He got the Bass Brothers roiding up.
Oh, yo, is he blowing the whistle then? He works for the league now, this dude.
Then he goes over to St. Louis. I bet you he's cheating there.
Mr. Hall of Fame was cheating his ass off the whole career.
His whole career. He's cheating heavy. Cheating heavy, and he's in there talking about sanctity of the game.
That's why this thing amuses me, man, because baseball players have, since the late 1800s, have been trying to get an edge because the game's too damn hard.
Well, what's the Patriots' excuse?
The hardest thing to do in sports.
Can't be
hit
cheating.
Hit a baseball.
Basketball looks more and more pure every day. Nobody's cheating in the NBA like that. You can't do any. What you going to do to cheat in the NBA?
You can't cheat in the NBA.
That's why I'm starting to like it more and more.
It's not a cerebral chess match like baseball is. Baseball has 700 different moves to one move in basketball.
Oh, and Tyler found a stat from that Altuve to highlight the thing of how I think he definitely was.
What, the home and away?
Yes. Just how stark it was.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was ugly. It was 472 at home in the postseason, 143 on the road.
You hear that? Do you hear that?
One extra base hit.
It's a man.
What?
You get that batter's box, it's a matter of survival, dude.
But he knew the pitch, and look how good he is.
The best way you can survive is the way you should do it.
There's a video of him sitting on a Chapman fastball. It's like he's waiting for it. It's batting practice.
He knew it was going to be a fastball.
It's a Chapman fastball, too.
Right.
The damn Chapman fastball.
Yeah, but Chapman has a nasty slider that you also have to be fooled by.
Chapman's got the damn edge. What? So to even the edge, cheat your ass off. That's what I say.
Okay.
I got no chance against a roller Chapman unless I know what he's throwing.
But the slider is hard, breaks away. He's got a great slider. That's how he keeps you off balance. If you know what's coming.
I know the slider, you still can't hit it. Slider is deadly. You're still going to be able to hit it.
Hence why he's sitting dead red, because he knows when it's coming.
I side with the man in the batter's box.
Every time. Right?
Exactly. All right, so this... Justin sent me an email. He said, my friends and I are debating. Back in 1991, there was a cartoon called Pro Sports. Basically, it was the most iconic names in each of the major sports in the 90s. Baseball, football, hockey as crime-fighting superheroes.
I don't remember this.
So they had Jordan for basketball, so Gretzky for hockey, and so on and so forth. So he asked me, who would be the most iconic person as the poster child to fight crime for the four sports? Now, it's pretty easy, isn't it? But basketball's got to be Giannis, right? Would it be Giannis or Harden?
It'd probably be Giannis, and you can draw him really tall.
Exactly.
Giannis.
Baseball is Trout.
Easy.
Okay. Football is Mahomie.
Yep.
And hockey is Connor McDavid.
Yes. I'm trying to think for football, I guess the only other person would be Like you might have a defensive player. You might have a like LT. You might have a, what you call it from the Rams, because he's such a great player.
Aaron Donald.
You might have Donald, because sometimes they do that. Sometimes.
Yeah, Mahomes is a superhero though. Come on.
I mean, listen, he's guy's an animal.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, that was easy. All right, let's go Graf and Media. Graf, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Graf.
Patrick Mahomes could stop a crime just by throwing a football as hard as he
can. There you go. It'd be laser arm.
Yeah.
Superhero.
Yeah. I mean, an average Joe like you and I catching a football from Patrick Mahomes would definitely be murder worthy. But,
yes.
So I want to ask you a question coming from your excellent law background here. I feel like at some point in time down the road, there will probably be some sort of lawsuit filed against Major League Baseball. Probably for some sports book or some individual feels as though they deserve earnings that they didn't win because they were cheated out of an ALCS. If you're the lawyer and you're requested to build that case, what's your angle?
There's no case.
There's
really no case. I mean, it's fraud, but like, how are you going to prove it affected you as a fan? You lost a bet?
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe if you...
The bottom line is you're still giving the fan enjoyment. The only loser is the guy who bets the team that wasn't cheating. That's not a lawsuit.
No, I get it. I just feel like I know it's coming, you know? Like, let's be real.
Yeah, somebody will try it. It'll be thrown out of court, though.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing, though, Mike, coming from just, like, I think technology is just far more advanced than we give it credit, right? Like, because if you think about it, the skin is so sensitive that you can feel the tip of a needle pinch your skin that's, you know, maybe the size of the width of 5 skin cells. Like, obviously, there is a possibility to be able to create some form of device that buzzes on the skin, that's wireless, that you probably either be hard to see or hard to recognize. So I can't really imagine it would be that difficult to believe that they were going that far in order to cheat.
Yeah, that's why they've got to do it now. They've got to take advantage of the technology and forget the signs. You can't steal any signs anymore if you got a wireless hookup, and unless somebody can read the wireless hookup. I don't know if you can stay ahead of technology. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, somebody will figure out how to cheat. We're human. We're Americans. We cheat. That's what we do.
I mean, I don't even think. I think it's just the human condition, Mike.
It's like, the human condition, but it's more in America because we're spoiled ass brats and we always cut a corner.
All right, Mike.
All right. You got it. People are just stealing grapes at the grocery store.
Russia's a bad cheating nation, too.
They cheat because they're hungry.
They're banned from multiple Olympics and everything. They cheat as bad.
Government cheese. But, like, the people are trying to, you know.
They're trying to survive.
Taking a potato and, you know.
Yeah, they're just trying to survive. We have a lot of excess.
By the way, speaking of grapes.
Yeah.
You know, people have been raving about this cotton candy grape.
Everybody loves it. Tyler Zuli loves it.
So good.
What's the point of it? Again, a grape tastes like cotton candy.
It's healthy candy.
Just get cotton candy. It's not healthy candy. It's sugary.
Right, but it's natural sugar. It's not processed sugar.
I want a grape taste like a grape. What do I want cotton candy? If I want cotton candy, I'll get cotton candy.
No, but that's processed sugar. That's all unnatural. A grape is a net positive.
The stupidest agriculture experiment I've ever seen.
I gotta say, this show likes grapes. GMOs more than any show.
It's just like cotton candy. What a grape tastes like cotton candy for? How many cotton candy grapes can you eat before you get sick of cotton candy?
Well, I've never had one.
I can eat a whole bunch of grapes that taste like grapes.
I can eat the whole thing, technically. I think I can eat the whole bushel of grapes. I never had a cotton. How is it? You said it's really good?
Yeah, they're really good, but you're right that you can only eat 5, 6, and then you're like, I've got
totally overdone. You waste energy trying to invent a cotton candy grape. Come on.
I want you to make those grapes a hand fruit. That's what I want. I want a huge grape, a grape the size of an apple. That's what I want. Work on it, scientists. That's what I've been waiting on.
Why?
You make grapes
a
hand
messy.
Fruit. Nah. Well, it'd be great. It'd be like
an apple, a grape. It's going to be like juice all over the place.
It'd be like a peach or a plum.
No,
but a grape. It's fantastic.
It's too much juice in a grape.
Love a grape juice. I think they need.
Wait, the little grape is not good enough for you. You got to have a bigger grape?
I'm fine with the little grape. To me, it's my favorite fruit. But if I was going to use the. If I'm passing out GMOs, I'm passing one out to a guy who can make grape a hand fruit. That's what the GMO, that's what I want. That's what I'm asking for from science. And eliminate bananas.
It would be too heavy for a grapevine to hold a grape.
They would need it to just hold one, so it wouldn't be a bushel. They would grow one, and then you pick them individually like you would do an apple. That GMO.
It's not feasible. A tree would substantiate multi-growth of apples and just things that grow on trees. A grapevine wouldn't sustain, it wouldn't be economically feasible to just grow one big grape
so
on a vine.
They have to GMO the vine to make it stronger. Science can do anything. We go to the moon, I can't get a grape hand fruit. Nah, we can do it.
A bunch of grapes is inadequate for you. You got to have a big hand
grape. I love
grape.
A bunch of grapes, but that's always been my dream. My whole life. Like, why can't a grape just be like an apple? I can just grab the grape.
The both of you in there are loony. Jesse and Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jesse.
Hey, Mike. Ty.
What's up, Jesse?
Happy Friday to you.
How you doing?
Good. I just want to talk Sixers real quick. So I got a little stat. My brother, he likes to crunch some numbers. Mm-hmm. I know that you guys were just mentioning we don't think we got a shot to win the East this year.
No, Sixers. Tyrone does. I don't. In their current form.
They, my apologies,
if they,
Ty.
If they add, they can win it.
Okay, fair. So, according to my numbers here, we are 22-2 when our starting five and Matisse Thybul gets at least 5 minutes in the game. When all six of them just play in a game, we're 22-4.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when we have the full deck, we're pretty damn good. When we're shorthanded, we're not as good. We also obviously dominate at home court. So all the Negadelphia stuff. It's
so what are you going to do? You're going to play six players from now on?
No,
it's an NBA game. 48 minutes. You're going to play just six guys. Six. No, I play the rest of the year. Six guys, and then the playoffs. You shorten your rotation to six. Come on.
I'm not saying that those are the only six guys that played in those 24 games. I am saying that when
they play most of the minutes.
No, well, of course they're going to play most of the minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Most of the minutes grind you up.
Well, but they're not getting grinded up because they're not playing most of the minutes because Joe is sitting. Josh Richardson sat a good bit with a hammy. I'm sure Horford will get a little load management. So the point being is the goal is getting to the playoffs healthy. Mm-hmm. And if this team can get to the playoffs healthy, they're as good as anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, they're not.
So 22-2 when they have a full deck. Who's better at who's got better numbers than that?
You still have to get a contribution off the bench for offense, where a guy you can count on somebody to give you something. You can't count on any of these bench guys to give you something on a regular basis.
That's very fair, but what does that have to do with the fact that when we have a full deck to go to war with, we are as good as anyone out there?
Your full deck is only, you're only counting six players.
That's sure. So I get my 10 minutes from Mike Scott. I get my 10 minutes from Jay Menis. Maybe Trey Burke pitches in with a couple of minutes. Maybe Neto, depending upon the matchup. But those six guys come playoff time. You know, Ben's going to be asked to play 40 minutes a night.
Maybe you're right, bro. I hope you are right. I don't see them winning the East without...
I just don't get why so negative.
Well, because they just haven't been complete enough, and number 25 hasn't given you enough points. That's why people are so negative. You got to be able to score. They don't score enough. Stallworth in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stallworth.
You. Eminem.
What's up, Stall? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, you and Ty are probably not going to like my call, but...
No, I like any call.
I appreciate it. All right. So, look, I'm going to preface by saying I've been calling you for a long time, Eminem. So, you know, generally speaking, I'm a pretty reasonably minded fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is my point on Ben Simmons. He is an incredible athlete who has a number of skills and a skill set that translate well to the point guard position. But he is not a point guard, not yet. And what I mean by point guard, I don't even care about the shooting. He's not a floor general. Point guards are supposed to understand time, possession, matchups. He so far doesn't understand any of that. And point in case is 2 points. Point in case is the Mavericks game a couple of nights ago or last week. He had a mismatch, 6 foot guard on him. One of his teammates passed to him to post up, make a move, do something. He passed right back to the teammate. Teammate passed back to him again. He passed right back out of it again instead of either backing the guy down to make a play for himself or backing a guy down until a double came in and tell him on his teammates to cut hard so he can make a play for his teammates. That's a perfect example of him not understanding what the situation is.
You know, he understood the situation first half against the Nets because he did exactly what you're talking about. He took guys to school.
And then the second half, what happened?
He became a distributor like a point guard. That's what he did. He became a point guard in the damn second half is what he did.
Yes, and it worked out. It so happened to work out that Tobias was on. But what? How many games have we seen him do that, quote unquote, be a distributor in the second half?
Yeah, let me get to him to score. Let me get to the next. Your next point is make him the four. Am I right?
No, what are you saying? My point is he's kind of a positionless player.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is he has, you know, like I said, certain skill sets that translate well to the point. So I'm not saying take him off the point. What I'm saying is we're going to have to be patient with this dude mm-hmm. because he's not going to shoot. That people keep saying, oh, if only he's not going to shoot. That's not.
Well, that's the reason why you need to be patient with him, because he has to shoot. It's really simple. He can play the point guard the way he plays it, and also add the medium range jump shot when people prevent his dive to the basket. I don't know. I've only said it about 1,000 times.
When I play with the Ben.
Yeah, the Ben apparently has told Korkmaz to change his shoes. So Korkmaz playing with the Ben tonight. Breaking news. He has gone from yellow to the flashy fluorescent green. And he's gone red and black tonight, apparently, from the spies down there at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, NBC Sports Philly's Paul Hudrick found that. He's going with the red and black.
Red and black tonight for Korkmaz.
He had a good game. Let's see if this changed something, and he keeps the momentum going.
Well, he had a good game with the greens.
Yeah, but
why change it now?
To add another layer to his game. Add another layer. I think shoes matter for athletes. I do. I believe in all
that
stuff.
Well, I'm surprised that he kept going with just the one color for extended period of time, because most dudes change it up a lot.
But he
apparently liked that green.
Yeah, he rolled with it for a while.
It's red and black tonight.
Red and black tonight.
Try to change it up.
Yeah.
All right, Dave in Marlton. What's up, Dave?
Mike, how are you?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Good. The other night I was with you guys in the box. It was great hanging out with you guys.
It was great hanging out with you and knowing that you were a NASCAR chef.
No. Indy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were an Indy chef.
The Indy 500.
Indy 500 chef for drivers, man. That's cool.
And I still have this car if you guys want it in the
He's got like a Indy car he wants to display in the studio. All right, we'll get to that eventually.
All right, good. So my son overheard you talking in the box,
mm-hmm.
and Ben thinks he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the commercial?
What?
The Frosted Flakes commercial with Tony the Tiger?
No, I haven't.
And Ben.
Oh, really? Tony Tiger and Ben?
Yeah, and Tony says to Ben, you're great.
Oh, we got to find that. That's awesome.
I
haven't seen it yet.
I think they took it off.
They took it off. We'll find it.
You know what Ben said?
What?
I like the way that sounds. It was so obnoxious.
Well, there you go. If Tony the Tiger says he's great, why does he have to change? That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, and then here's, Ben supporting his numbers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost McNabb-like.
Yeah, it's strange.
You know?
He's got a lot of nerve, I'll tell you that.
Be careful. he's going to not be liked.
A lot of nerve. I got you, Dave. We're going to track down that commercial.
I found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah, but it's not new.
Hey, Ben, you're great.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll just play it, I guess.
All right, play it.
Yeah.
What's up, team?
Ben, we have a problem. Schools across the country have had to cut their sports programs. Those kids won't have the chance to be Tigers. I'm on a mission to help fix it, and I could use your help.
School sports were everything to me, Tony. Count me in. Hey, while I got you here...
Ben.
Please?
Fine. You're great!
Ben never gets old.
Oh, that's cute. That's a cute commercial. That's a different Tony the Tiger than I know.
Yeah, Lee Marvin, who did the voice, passed away.
Yeah.
So he had to get a new. And they used him after he passed away for a long time. And I think they finally ran out of tape.
That's a bubble of Tony.
Well, he's the real Tony now. Lee Marvin died. Yeah,
not the same bravado.
He was the voice of AWA Wrestling, Lee Marvin.
Was that right?
Yeah, in Minneapolis. And also Tony the Tiger, but...
I thought it was a guy named Ravensclaw who was Tony the Tiger. No. Like old school Tony the Tiger.
No, it was at least during the 70s, really? 80s. Yeah.
You check on that. I think the guy's name was Ravensclaw.
It was not.
Oh, I'll check it. Oh, by the way. The Philly Feud episode of the 97.5 personalities versus the callers is on tomorrow night at 11:30 on NBC Sports Philadelphia. So if you're going to be out, make sure you DVR it. The Big Show, it's an hour-long show.
That's right after Sixers Outsiders.
Right after Sixers Outsiders. Keep it tuned. The Philly Feud, 97.5 The Fanatic versus Jim from Southerton, Vicente, Drew from Westchester, and Jerome. Don't miss it. Hour-long special was a funny show, and we have interspersed interviews in there. Interviews with all of us.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes. All right. 610-620-975. Write that down. Set the DVR. Tonight, Mike Missinelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
And that is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Check out that new Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons, the Mike Missinelli. You can check it out in person at the showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Tyler Julie, final numbers.
Thank you, Mike. So your question today was, you predicted two titles by 2020, and that hasn't happened yet, but now you don't think it's going to happen. So we already have one. When do we get our second? Just over 1,200 votes. Our options are 2020, 2021, 2022, or longer. And longer found a way to win this one, 39% of the vote. 26% of the vote say 2021, and then 2020, just 13% of the vote.
Longer. All right. Well, 2020 is not going to work. I've come to grips. Let's go to the phones. Mike and Pennsauken. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, man. How you doing?
This whole Ben Simmons thing really shakes my bones. It doesn't get old because it's the truth. You know, I feel like we got suckered with them. You remember the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yes.
You know the scene where Keenan Ivory Wayans takes the girl home from the bar? And they're sharing secrets. And she starts taking off her hair. She takes her butt off. She takes her yeah. eyebrows come off.
Yeah.
I feel that's our Ben Simmons. You know, we he's the number one draft pick. We invested all this money into him. If he's not there first thing in the morning, last one to leave, I mean, it's just he's like a prima donna. He's like the hot girl who knows that she's pretty. And he just sits there and bats his eyelashes, and like that's good enough. It's not good enough in this town.
I hear you. I don't know what to say anymore.
And that's the thing. It's like, what can you say anymore? But you got people defending him.
He's a great player with a lot of stuff that he does. So defending him is appropriate. It's just what they need is just a superstar level player like Giannis from him.
But Giannis put the effort in. He put the time in.
He's 23, Ben. So Giannis put the time in, but Giannis is 26 now at the top of his game.
Yeah, but he's a big boy. He's got a big boy paycheck. You know, he's in a big boy league.
I get it, but you can't. That doesn't make you older.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And listen, Ty, if we can make mini watermelons, they can make your mutant grape.
Yeah, there's no need for a mutant grape. I'm going to get you, sucker. Was Bernie Casey was in that. Right? Oh, Bernie Casey. He's a former NFL player.
Yeah, he was in it.
He was a Rams receiver, Bernie Casey. Antonio Fargas.
Yeah,
Huggy Bear. Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Huggy Bear was in it. Isaac Hayes was in that.
Isaac Hayes was in it, yeah.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown was in it.
Was in that movie.
Yep.
Let's go with Lindsay Pensalkin. Lindsay, you're a 975 Fanatic.
Hi,
Lindsay.
Mike.
Hello, Lindsay.
I'm nervous again. This is my second time calling, and I feel just as nervous.
Oh, wait, it's your second time. You can't be nervous the second time.
I know, but I am. And you know what? I wasn't going to call until you made a comment about being inside Ben's head. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm honestly, I'm sick of talking about Ben. I'm sick of hearing about Ben. I was even one of those people who used to defend him, but I can't anymore. I can't.
Yeah, I want to take a rowboat. I want to figure out what's going on.
No, I'm sick of all the if calls, and I'm sick of people throwing out stats. And mm-hmm. I think most would agree if Ben shot a consistent jump shot and three, the Sixers would go all the way. No questions asked.
Yeah.
And even if Brett isn't really on him or his teammates aren't really on him, his dad was a professional basketball player, you know, and there's no way his dad hasn't said, why aren't you shooting the ball?
Oh, I don't think his dad says anything to him. I really don't. I think that's one of the things. I think that Ben has been the golden child and there's no way they're going to cause any controversy with him. Like they're at his pace.
Well, you know what, Mike? Part of me at this point feels like he doesn't want to play for Philly anymore, and he wants to go to L.A. with Kendall Jenner, personally.
No, he'll stay here, because Kendall's been here. He can bring Kendall. Kendall likes it here. So
there's not a lot of...
He signed a max extension, so he's not going anywhere.
Listen, I don't want Ben to go anywhere. I just want him to shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to three.
Give me
a jump shot.
Lindsay, you know? I got you, because here's the way you do the math to get to 25. But he's got 16 right now, right? 16 a game right now. 1 3, not too much to ask, a game. 3 medium range jumpers, not too much to ask. That gets into 25.
Yeah. But
three medium range jumpers or a couple more free throws and a three.
Well, he might miss them. So I think he can get to 20.
Yeah, I get to 25. If a guy of his talent level should easily score 25 a night in this league.
Well, he should. But I think going from 16 to 25, I think he'd get from 16 to 21.
Three medium range jumpers I'm asking for.
He's got to make three.
Yeah, all right.
I need him to just take three.
Take seven, make three.
All right, need take three threes.
Take more shots a game.
I want the best players to take more shots. And I want bench players to take less.
At least 6 medium range jump shots. He's got it every single time down the floor.
And 3 threes.
1 3.
Well, he's not going to make 100% of them. If he's going to make them, he's got to make one of
those. Oh, take 3 threes.
Take three threes.
Yeah, he'll make one of those three.
Yeah, he'll be open.
Yeah. Ryan and Falcroft, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Ty?
How you doing, man?
I was just curious. Do you think the Houston Astros are going to have a bad time going to opposing stadiums?
Yes.
Like, even in restaurants, like, are they going to have to be incognito or anything?
I don't know.
People in restaurants are going to yell at them.
They're going to get hooted. Cheaters. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a miserable way to go through a season.
It is. They cooked their own goose, though.
Hey, just real quick, the Lee Marvin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Death Hunt?
Lee Marvin is the actor.
It's not the same Lee Marvin?
No. No, it wasn't Lee Marvin who was the voice. It was Lee Marshall who was the voice? Yeah, Lee Marvin is the actor.
I thought he said Lee Marvin.
Yeah, he did say, but it was Lee Marshall.
Lee Marshall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, and anyway, real quick, I just want to thank you. I got boxing tickets for tomorrow night.
Oh, awesome.
I want to thank you. We're going to go there and have a good time.
Yeah, all right.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, Tony the Tiger's original voice was Thurl Ravenscroft.
Thurl
Ravenscroft was the guy.
Oh, well,
that was the original. You're great. And Lee Marshall took over for him.
All right.
And then there's been four other Fugazis.
Yeah, Lee Marshall unfortunately died in 2014.
Thurl Ravenscroft sang the Grinch song, too.
That's correct. He was the Grinch guy.
Yeah.
Thurl Ravenscroft was Tony the Tiger.
That's pretty good, that voice work. Yeah, apparently this guy, Lee Marshall, was making so much money from that because you get the residuals that he was able to set up his kids and his grandkids off of Tony the Tiger.
Lee wasn't a Thurl.
Lee was better.
No, he wasn't better.
Lee was the one winning.
Not better than Thurl.
He was better because TV, he took it to the next level.
Thurl's TV, too.
Thurl was back early. This is the main hub in the 80s. Cereal was
big. Thurl was doing it in the 90s still.
Nah.
Yes. He didn't die until 2005.
But no, Lee Marshall was doing it in the 80s, he said.
You got to check on that, man, because I'm telling you. His voice acting career began in 1940, lasted until his death in 2005.
He might have got all the work. I'm saying it says Lee Marshall did it from the 90s till his death in 2014. Till his death.
I don't want Thurl to get cheated here, man.
All right. I'm not trying to jip the late Thurl.
Thurl was the original.
All right.
Sound up is coming your way after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you going to be facing me? What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
Let's finish out the week with a sound off. 610-771-9705. Let's get right to it. Go.
Mike, the reason Horford's not sitting in is because of Brett Brown, okay? I don't get the he's shooting 6-7 threes a game. He shouldn't be shooting that many threes a game. The problem with the head coach is that he thinks he has Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant, and he doesn't. When you shoot 35 threes a game and you're only making about 9 or 10, that means you're not a three-point shooting team. He should get more stuff going to the basket.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The lure of a coach to get easy points with the three and open the floor is hard to avoid. So while it seems misguided, it's like sound offense. But you're right. I guess Brett doesn't want to give up on the fact that he doesn't have a good three-point shooting team, and it would take a harder time to score as many points without the three, so he keeps trying it.
Yes, I get it. The guy doesn't shoot. He rarely shoots. But look at him in the past month. The guy has been trying to get better. Remember when he used to never shoot at all? He used to only shoot when it was no time left on the clock. Well, guess what? He's getting more aggressive. He's getting to the paint. He's doing what he can in the first half. He just needs to get to the third quarter and the fourth quarter now. It's progress, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, but why doesn't he do it in the third and fourth quarter? So like, what stops him? What is the reason for it? I want to know. I would like to know why he stops.
I don't want Ben Simmons to shoot the three. I want him to shoot a decent foul shot. When was the last time he made two in a row? For him to score more than 20, he's got to get to the line 5 to 8 times a game. But he's got to be able to... He's going to be the hack-a-shack. Ridiculous. And that's an easy part of your game to work on.
He works on it. Believe me. What is he shooting? 57%?
Yeah, it's not great.
No, it should be better than 57%.
I'll tell you what. Nothing makes the average fan madder than miss foul shots. Because they all go, I can make foul shots. Even though he couldn't. Like in an arena. Mm-hmm. But, no, boy, that gets under people's skin.
Yes, please trade Ben Simmons. Yes, get rid of the coach. I told the coach when he first came to the tip that if he don't win, I'm not going to utilize his big man. They need to get rid of him. Get rid of the coach. Because he do not know how to utilize both his big men. The inside-outside game, not good.
Let's get rid of everybody. Let's get rid of the coach. Get rid of Ben. While we're at it, and Bean, we'll shake it all up, and we'll get Hollis Thompson back here.
People are talking about the baseball cheating, but the worst cheating in sports history came from Sean Payton in New Orleans Saints. When they put a bounty out, you're basically being the most unsportsmanlike you can be, trying to hurt the opposing player when they were trying to hurt Brett Favre. And they won a Super Bowl, so they should take that Super Bowl away. In my opinion, that's the worst form of cheating in sports history.
No, it's not cheating. It's just like over-aggressive.
Well, he got suspended for a whole year for it, so did the defensive coordinator. I mean, it was dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're not going to take away the Super Bowl, but they were punished.
They're not going to take away anything in professional sports. You just can't do that to fans.
They have to trade Embiid and Simmons. How long is Embiid playing? Every year he's hurt out for a number of games, a big number of games. Simmons will want to work out on his jump shot. He disappears in the last quarter. That's not championship players. They don't want to stay in shape. It's time to move both of them and try to regroup. And you should get some good young players on draft picks and get players who want to work on their shots and stay in shape all year. This is what they have to do.
Start it all over. Let's have another process. And before you get those great players again in the draft, we'll have Norvell Pell as your starting center. How's that?
25 and a 23-year-old, and he wants to trade for young players.
Yeah, Tony Roten. Start over. Wait, Tony Roten playing a YMCA somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know if he's even in Europe.
Grab TW back here.
I cannot stand this Markelle Love. It's BS. The kid is exactly that. He is a kid. He shows up to practice eating Skittles. He does not want to work out. Great. He did a single-double. Good for him. It's nothing. It means nothing. I cannot believe this is coming back up again. People, wake up.
All right.
Tony Roten's playing in Poland.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably lighting it up in Poland.
Yeah.
This whole thing about Odell Beckham passing out the money is ridiculous. If you want to do it when there's no cameras around. Do it after, when there's no one around. You want to give them money, give them cash. There's no paper trail. It'll never be traced. But no, it's not about that. You got to do it for the cameras. It's got to be him handing the money.
Well, of course. Would that shock you? A guy like Odell Beckham Jr. would do that without regard to whether it's put the team in trouble. They're probably not going to suspect. They're not going to do anything else you over that.
I'm just so tired of hearing people talk about Ben Simmons and the 76ers. Can we please salute Mr. Harold Carmichael, the original OG from the Philadelphia Eagles, and congratulate him for being inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. Well done, Mr. Carmichael. You have done the Eagles and Philadelphia proud.
Hear, hear. And we tried to get Harold on this week, but he's very busy. So, yeah, congratulations to Harold Carmichael. All right, by the way, Tony the Tiger, Ravens call it to Tony the Tiger, through 2004. And when he died, he was succeeded by Lee. Yeah. Lee Marshall replaced him after his death.
Lee was better.
I close it down there.
That's the best of the best today of SoundOff. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. And brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Stay tuned because Sixers in 60 is coming up from the Wells Fargo Center with Devon Gibbons and D. Lineham. Lead you into Sixers. Bulls, stay tuned. NBC Sports Philadelphia. You got the Daily Line. Get some picks. Sixers pregame show. Sixer basketball. Have a great night, everybody. Or a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.